Good afternoon. It's Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I was asked to do an audio for young women and girls about how they should act and how they should be around men and boys. And I think it's a really good topic with many different subjects to it. But I'm going to try to keep this one really basic, okay? And then we could do more later if anyone has any questions. So I think we're going to start out by looking at some scripture verses and find some words that help us understand how a godly woman should train up to be. And so we're going to look at Titus 2, 4, and 5. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And yes, young women and girls are not married, but these are good character traits that we're all supposed to be striving for. All right, let's read 1 Timothy 2:9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array. And we'll look at 1 Peter 3:4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So maybe you want to go look those up, so then you can see the words that I'm going to be talking about. The main words we want to look at are these. Okay, we'll start with discreet. And that means self-control and how we act. Let's see. Chaste means innocent or not doing wrong, clean and pure. Good, I think we all know what good should be as compared to what bad is. Shamefaced, which means bashful toward men. Sobriety is a soundness of mind, not being foolish. And meek and quiet spirit means mild and quiet and gentle. And the Bible also teaches us in 1 Timothy 3 and 1 Corinthians 11 that men are to be the leaders and teachers and the authority over of women and children. And in 1 Timothy 2 and Ephesians 5, women are also to respect and submit to their teaching and authority of men. And women, we can see in Genesis 2 that women were created to be helpers for men. So as I say all this, this is going to show us characteristics and qualities that we should all be striving for, you as young ladies and girls, striving to be that way when you become women. And us who are already godly women, we need to continue to strive to try to be these qualities as well, and to teach you younger women. So that's pretty awesome, isn't it? So now that we went through the meaning of those words, and there are more for women in the Bible, but I'm just picking a few so we can understand this particular concept. Let's look at what a godly woman would act like or be. How should a young woman who wants to be godly, or a young girl, act by thinking about those words we just talked about? So let's look at that. She'll have self-control, and she's going to act in a mild and quiet and a gentle way. She's going to do good things and not be foolish in her thoughts or her words or her actions. She's going to act in a manner that's shamefaced and respectful around men. And she's going to be more quiet around men and boys and allow them to be the leaders and the teachers, and she's going to be a helper to them. Doesn't that sound like what a godly young woman would be? And now let's look, so you can understand the difference, let's look at an example of what a godly young woman is not. This isn't what you want to be, so we're going to go look at it and make sure we're not doing this. She's loud and she's bossy. She laughs and talks about foolish and sinful things. She runs around out of control, and she tells men and boys what to do. She gets right up in front of men, laughing and joking around. She talks too much and doesn't listen. She acts like she wants to be the center of attention. That doesn't sound like a godly young woman, does it? So you see the difference between the two. Big difference, isn't there? Now here's a question that you might be thinking. What if you have brothers that are younger than you or maybe about the same age? Can you help them learn things and can you help teach them? Well, yes, you can, but just keep this in mind. You should always do it in a good and godly manner and a respectful way, which is becoming of a godly young woman, like we just talked about, all those characteristics and those qualities that young women and young girls should strive to be, right? And eventually, think about this, eventually your younger brothers are going to grow up to the point where they're not going to need your help anymore, and they're going to become the leaders. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? And something else to keep in mind, just because you live with your brothers doesn't mean that you should act a lot different than you do with other men or boys that might come to visit or that you encounter, like when you go to town and stuff, if you have to go shopping with your mom. We should always act in the way of a godly young woman, no matter who we're with, whether it's with other women or with men and boys. And here's something else to help guide us in our daily lives, okay? It's good for young women and girls to do things that help them grow into mature godly women and to let the men and boys focus on what they need to do to be godly men. And just for the sake of keeping this really simple, I'm going to stop here, and if there's any questions, we can do some more audios on it, okay? I hope that makes sense to you, and I'm going to leave us with this encouragement. Titus 2, 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. I love that. I hope that encourages you to strive to become godly women. Let me know how I can help you. May God be praised.